The next case we discussed was a woman in her mid-60s with multiply recurrent ovarian cancer treated with rucaparib monotherapy. The patient tolerated it well initially, but within weeks experienced a doubling of the serum creatinine. The question from the working group related to how this patient would be managed and what further workup would be advisable.
So this would be grade 2 toxicity. She's 1.5 from baseline. So, and you see this with rucaparib. Actually, you have 90% of patients on rucaparib have an increase in creatinine. It doesn't always become grade 1 or 2. The rate of grade change is a little bit lower. It's like in the 20s to 30s, but it's pretty common, and it is related to that transporter. So if patients are on something and doing well, I tend to be a little more aggressive. So I would work her up. I'd make sure she doesn't have the common things. Like she said, you know, give her vancomycin recently or do something stupid like that. You know, I get a renal ultrasound, make sure we don't have some new progression that's causing hydronephrosis. And then I check a GFR. And if her GFR is normal and the creatinine's not continuing to rise, I tend to ride it out. I think Rob has more experience with this particular agent than me, so it kind of bumps up and then it just stays the same. It doesn't keep rising. It's not a cumulative sort of thing. So if it bumps up and then it just stays the same, that's the drug. And I would actually keep treating, and I probably wouldn't dose reduce somebody. I don't think it's wrong, but if it's just the drug, you're not causing renal damage. So I'd work it up. I don't know that I would necessarily send to nephrology unless I really had some kind of question, but I don't think that's wrong either.